Welcome back to our audio Lectio Divina practice. We just started a new series on Sunday on the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So a lot of our scriptures that we're going to be practicing here will be coming from the series. Our hope and our prayer is that you have space to be formed by Christ and to pray throughout the series. So let's begin today. Let's start by being mindful of how we are in the present. Where are you? How are you feeling in this moment? And where do you find your mind drawn to? As you begin to locate yourself, try to root yourself. Feel the sturdiness of the chair that you were sitting on, or maybe the floor that you were walking on. You might find yourself gravitating toward things you should be doing or need to do, or perhaps your mind is heavy with the overwhelming news that's happening in the world. But right now, let's anchor ourselves in this moment. You can pray, "Lord, here I am." I'll give you 2 minutes here to settle in, and anytime you find yourself wandering, pray that prayer again. "Lord, here I am." I'll give you 2 minutes here. Take one more minute. You can continue to pray, "Lord, here I am." Let's pray. Lord, I am here. I present myself to you. As I begin today, I remember that every moment is an opportunity to abide with you. So, Holy Spirit, help me to become aware of your presence in and around me. Father, help me to become aware of your voice. And Christ, help me to know that you are speaking through and over and around me. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Today we'll be reading from Hebrews 12, 1 through 13 from the ESV and the NLT versions. As we listen to this week's scripture, let's keep in mind that God doesn't leave us to our own devices. He doesn't delight in watching us fail or squirm or expect us to live up to some holy standard by ourselves. What's beautiful about this relationship we have with God is that He's a good Father. He not only empowers us with the Holy Spirit, but He is also the way. I think sometimes we can get stuck in cycles of trying to prove something or striving. But what would it look like to run this race knowing that God has already made the way for us? So listen first to the scripture in the ESV version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them. But he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now I'm going to give you some time to meditate on the ESV version. And as you meditate, think about verse 2 that says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith." How does this encourage you today? I'll give you 2 minutes here. One more minute. How does knowing that Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith encourage you today? Thank you. Let's listen to the scripture again in the NLT version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, "My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child." As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by his father? If God doesn't discipline you, as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. Amen. As you listen to this version, how does it change the way you see God as our Father? And how does it inform the way that you view yourself? I'll give you 2 minutes here to reflect. One more minute. How does hearing the scripture inform the way that you see God as our Father? I have this fear that whenever I'm given an assignment, if I'm not given a clear outcome, I'm afraid I've done it wrong. Maybe that's why I love the arts so much, because there's no wrong way to do things, but I digress. What I find beautiful and sturdy in this passage is that Jesus showed us the way. He showed us the way of the Father's heart, his cadence, what he loves, what breaks his heart. We don't have to guess. And so in Jesus, we see a model of what we are to emulate and to be formed into. As the scripture said, he is the author and perfecter of our faith. He shows us that God loves the outcasts, that God loves to heal the sick, that he loves to set the captives free, to come alongside the poor, to turn the other cheek, to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit, to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to abide with God. We see all of this in the personhood of Jesus, and this is the life we are invited into, and the model in which we can form our life into. And we are empowered by good news. We can run this race because we have a good God. Our good God has come, has loved us, and has died for us. The good news is good because the good God has won. And the powers of this world cannot withstand the power of this God. It is his kingdom that will last forever. So this week, as we go, how does the good news inform the way that we run this race with endurance? Let's pray. Our good Father, thank you for inviting us into this life with you. Thank you that in your love, you not only made the way, you are the way. And you guide us along. Help us to run with endurance and joy the race that is set before us. May we be unfettered from the sin that so easily distracts. Christ, we look to you. We keep our eyes fixed on you. We remember that there are other people on the other side of our obedience. So, Holy Spirit, we yield to you. Would you form us into Christ-likeness? May the world be blessed by the sons and daughters of the Most High. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Lectio Divina Practice. I hope you are blessed as you start this week. Until next time, bye.